Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, O Lord, be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today's lesson is an interesting one. It focuses on an interchange between Elizabeth, who is Mary's relative, and interesting enough, you know, Scripture never says how she's related. We all act as if she's like a cousin or a niece, but Scripture never once says exactly how she's related. But we have this connotation that John the Baptist is a cousin, so that's how we want to think of it, but it doesn't really say the relation. But for some reason, Mary goes to Elizabeth, who is much older, and Elizabeth has still got John in her belly, and Mary is very early in the pregnancy, and guess what happens? Elizabeth says, oh my goodness, something has happened. And this goes back to old Greek and Roman mythology. When something special happens, guess what? The baby bounces in the belly. So it goes back to mythology, and that's what they're using is that, oh, something's happening special. And she says, it must be that baby. And then Mary goes into this great soliloquy talking about all these high and lofty things. And it makes for a very interesting question. What is this calling us to? What is Mary trying to get at? That makes a difference. It's interesting that she continues to reference not to the baby in her belly, but to God. Have you ever noticed? All the things are God is going to do, not this baby. And then the other thing is, what does it mean to be used by God? This past week, I don't know if you paid attention, but the Pope Francis did something very important this week in the Roman Catholic world. He created a new saint, and if you did not know who it is Mother Teresa. Interesting fact is Mother Teresa never desired to be a saint. That if you actually read in her things, that she actually did not want to have anything to do with it. And I believe if you would sit there and listen to Mary, she would agree as well, because both Mother Teresa and Mary had something unique about themselves. They had no interest in actually being the focus of attention. If you ever watch Mother Teresa, she was always great in interviews because they would say, Mother Teresa, you've done this, 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 and this. And she'd say, well, first of all, it was God who did it. And then second of all, it would be all the nuns that I worked with and the work of God through them, and really always deflected attention. Those are the people we want to focus on, right? Not the ones who are sitting there saying, you've got to pay attention to me, you've got to pay attention to me. But the ones who say, I don't want attention. I want you to care about the people I care about, is what Mother Teresa said. She would say, I could care less about what you think of me. I want you to care about the orphans and the people in AIDS and the people who are caught up in serfdom in India. That's what Mary is doing here. She's saying, don't focus on me. I'm not the focus. I'm a witness to what's going on. And it calls us into the thing, is how do we be used by God similar to Mary? And the first thing that really comes to mind to me is that we have to be willing. I think often we sit there and say, God, use me to your glory. And then when God comes by with the answer, we so often say, no, thank you. Does that ever happen to you? It happens to me every once in a while where I think I've got everything planned. I sit there and say, God, you know, I really would love to be used in this way. Even in ministry, I had in my mind exactly the kind of churches I wanted to serve and planned exactly the path. And every time God would say, yes, Ian, you'll be used, but not that way. And you know what? That can be hard. But the reality is when we ask God to use us, when we ask to be servants, we ask to be servants of God, ask to be used by our gifts, the first thing we've got to be is willing to say, okay, it's not me who I'm serving, but God. And then it goes to the second step of not only being used, but understanding who you're working for. I think so often we get caught up into there's only things of holiness done in the church. That, you know, what happens at the church is holy, but what happens out in the real world doesn't. I think we see that quite often, even in churches itself, that how many times do we see a great program, whether it be malaria or feeding the hungry or taking care of the orphans, when somebody does it, we say, oh, that's great. And then when the Lutheran Church or the ELCA or the Presbyterians, we say, oh, that's the way to go. Wait a second. Does it matter whether the Lutherans are doing it or whether the Catholics are doing it or whether it can just be any organization can do the work of God. And in those things, God is using them. Luther talks about it that we as Christians should see that everything we do as being a work of God. So that means what you do as a job, what you do as a student matters. You are proclaiming the gospel when you're out there, whether you're selling stuff at the mall or you're making stuff at DuPont or wherever you're making stuff. If you're teaching students or even teaching your children at home as a mother or father who stays home, all of those matter. And it's not just your jobs of profession that matter, but it's also being a son or a daughter, a mother or father. Each one of those are called by God. Being a neighbor is a calling that we are called to. That we need to recognize, as Mary does, she says, hey, I'm pregnant. Guess what? I can either see this as a mundane, ordinary thing, something that every woman goes through, or I can see it as a blessing that God has given to us. Many mothers, I'm sure, have understood that blessing over time, that it is a blessing to have children. But really, that blessing is something God gives to be a mother or a father. And Mary shows it in saying that, hey, this is God's work. And it's important that we see that. So it's not something that we only do when we come to church. It's not something that comes on Sunday mornings or when we volunteer at church, whatever other time it is. Everything we do is something to God. And the third, I think, is as important as sharing the story. That's not about bragging. If we're sharing a story to brag about all that we do, that's a problem because that's building up our ego. But sharing about what God's going on and doing in our life, guess what? It strengthens the body of Christ. It proves that God has not left us, that he is ever present. He's working in this place. I think for too often, and it's not just a Lutheran problem, I think it can be a mainline Christian problem even, that it is that we're afraid to actually call things what they are. Call miracles that happen miracles. The call, the reality is that when God placed somebody in my life when I need them, that that happens to be a wonderful thing. That when something touched my life, that happens to recognize that and to share it with others. That Mary's sharing the story. She's sharing the recognition of the angel and the calling and seeing what God is doing, not to lift herself up, but to let Elizabeth and the rest of the people know. The God that you were wondering if he still cares. The God who you wonder if it's present. The God, whether he's active in this place, is. That's why it makes a difference. That's why I think all too often we get caught up in numbers of what's happening in this church. And who's worshiping here. And what we're doing there. And too often forget about the stories about how God has impacted us. And we need to get better at sharing that. Because when we share those things, guess what? It lifts God's up. It lifts that God cares. It lifts that God is present. It lifts that he is using us. and that we lift them up to the glory of God. Recognizing that God is the one who lifts up the lowly, feeds the poor, that takes care of the oppressed, and is the one who asks you to be a part of it. He asks us to be a part of doing these things for God's glory. And the question is, will we take part in it? Will we recognize it? And will we share it? Amen.